You might say a slut or an easy lay. You might say she sleeps around. That's it.
What about an ugly boy?
I'm afraid I don't have a noun for it at all. And I'm afraid as adjectives I just say ugly or homely.
Okay. What about an ugly girl or woman?
A dog. I have a friend who used to say bag. Possibly witch. But that's it.
What about a very attractive boy or man?
Good looking. Or you might, I wouldn't say that.
You gotta keep me in the dark.
Oh, goodness. No, I really can't think of any nouns that I would use, although in a situation where I saw one, I might come up with something.
Okay. What about the very attractive girl?
Probably just a beauty or beautiful.
And a bookish person.
I probably wouldn't use it, but bookworm is the most common term. And when I was in high school, a bookish person was called a brain. And that was derogatory.
And a person who seeks praise, tries to ingratiate himself, teacher.
Well, if it's a school child, it's a teacher's pet. If it's an adult, it's probably an apple polisher. Or let's see, surely I know some others. Well, there is something else I'd use, but right now I can't think what it is, so may as well skip it.
And after kindergarten, you go into?
First grade, elementary school. Sorry.
What?
I was thinking of the wrong page there.
What grades?
I might also say grammar school for that. In Atlanta, that's grades K through 7. I think in most places it ends with the 6th grade.
What about after that?
Well, I think we discussed this some time ago. Atlanta doesn't really have junior high schools, but many cities do, and that would be grades 7 through 9. Middle school would be grades 6 through 8. And then finally high school, which in Atlanta is grades 8 through 12, but in most places is 9 through 12, and then if they have junior highs, then they would have senior highs being 10 through 12.
And the kind of fence you find around the playground, what would that be?
Chain link fence, I suppose.
And a place in school where you might play basketball indoors?
Gym, or formally the gymnasium.
Anything else you could do in there?
Well, in the gym, let's see. Well, there was a boys' gym and a girls' gym at Grady. They didn't do anything else in the girls' gym except to have girls' physical education activities. In the boys' gym, we had assemblies and dances.
And what about the place at the school where the toilets are located that would be?
Restroom. Other than that and bathroom, I don't think I would have said anything else for it.
Okay. What about different names you've come across for ethnic groups, religious groups, that sort of thing?
I won't have very many.
Okay, let's say Oriental.
I've heard chinks and Japs for Chinese and Japanese, but that's all.
What about Catholics?
I don't think I've ever heard, actually, a pejorative for Catholics.
Protestants?